¿Habla usted Spanglish? Clary Torres. Canutito learns about El Miércoles de Ceniza. Canutito had woken up later than usual that morning. He couldn't hear his abuelitos roncando in the next bed, so he said to himself, I think que los viejitos must have gotten up early para ir on an errand. He rolled over and tucked his head into his almohada again. Shortly thereafter, he heard the front door open and sounds coming from la cocina, as his grandparents were making una lumbrita. He stretched and then got up and waddled over to where his grandpo was just closing the door to the fogoncito. He had a big, old black smudge on his forehead. Canutito snickered and exclaimed as he pointed to him, Ay, grandpo, you must have gotten too close to the estufa, because your frente is all tiznada.
No, tarugo, shrieked his grandma Cuca at him. Que no sabes what that is? Today is miércoles de ceniza, and your grandpa and I just got back de la misa. In the meantime, you have been sleeping.
Canutito wasn't sure, pero he felt all guilty all of a sudden. He stammered, what is miércoles de ceniza, grandma?
Oh, interrupted his grandfather. It is called Ash Wednesday in English. While you were all dormido, your grandma dragged me away from my cama and made me go to church before que saliera el sol. That's because it is a duty of every good Catholico of a certain age to begin Lent with a señal de la Santa Cruz right on their forehead. And I didn't want the devil to whisper temptations to you, she said emphatically.
Pero, ¿cómo was el diablo going to whisper to him? Asked Canutito, now intrigued.
I believe that your grandma is talking about an old warning that went something like this.
El demonio en la oreja te está diciendo no vayas a la misa, sigue durmiendo.
Canutito shuddered at the idea that the devil could whisper esas cosas into people's ears while they slept. He was shaken out of his wondering state by his grandpa, who was saying,
Sí, mijo, this marca on my forehead is not porque me tizne on the stove, pero it is a cross that the padre in the iglesia put on me while he spoke in Latin.
¿Y what did the priest say in Latin to you, grandpa? Asked Canutito.
Oh, I don't know, sepa Dios, he replied. It sounded like a lot of hocus pocus to me. Cochino, maldao, shrieked Grandma Cuca. That wasn't a lot of hocus pocus or mumbo jumbo or tutti frutti. He was telling you, memento quia pulvis est et in pulverem reverteris. Eso is what he said to you.
Pero, what does that mean, Grandma? Asked Canutito to her.
It means, she said all the while, slapping down a fresh tortilla on the comal, remember, man, that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return.
Canutito thought about lo que ella había dicho, but he still didn't understand. He looked to his grandpa, who also shrugged at him, grinned like a muchito malcriado, and then he said,
I think, mijo, que what your grandma is trying to say is que we are all made of soquete, some made of more, some made of less.
Pero, grandpo, stammered Canutito, if that is true, ¿por qué is it que cuando me lavo la cara, it doesn't just melt off toda la caspa?
And you would think that my friend, Filimotas, who is such a marrano, would melt like the Wicked Witch of the West in El Wizard of Oz with all of the roña that he is carrying around.
Now it was Grandpa Caralampia who snickered at him.
Oh, I don't know, mijo, he said to him, pero I think que vamos a tener toda la cuaresma to hear about it de tu grandma. She is muy católica, and I believe que the next 40 días are going to be like un verdadero purgatorio here on earth, as she teaches us de la religión.
Canutito looked up to his grandma Cuca, stirring the atole on top of the stove. She was looking down with her frente toda tiznada also, and softly she sang,
Oh María, madre mía, oh consuelo del mortal.
Grandpa Caralampio said,
That sure smells good. I'm going to be all listo para la torre soon. Es para el niño,
Grandma Cuca reprimanded him.
Tú tienes que ayunar. You have to fast all day long.
Somehow Canutito began to sospechar that his grandpa was right. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for habla usted Spanglish.